Florida Hospital extends its healing mission beyond its hospital doors as it presents this vital information to you. Health Chats by Florida Hospital. Here's Melanie Cole.
During menopause, a woman is feeling so many things that sometimes they're hard to even describe to her doctor. My guest today is Dr. Joseph Marino. He's a gynecologist with Florida Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marino. So what constitutes, let's just start with perimenopause. How do you know if you're starting that process?
Usually perimenopause is between the ages of 40 and 50. And a woman will start mainly with hot flashes and occasional night sweats. Also, she may start skipping periods. She may get some water retention. But it's different for every patient, different for every woman. But it's usually those premenopausal years are between the ages of 40 and 50.
Do you think it's necessary if you start those kinds of things to go see a doctor, or is this just a natural progression, just kind of let it happen?
Again, I don't believe in just letting it happen. A lot of women today are on antidepressant medications because they just let it happen, when all they needed was a good talking to a gynecologist about hormone replacement therapy. And if you're a candidate, it's never too early to start them. If you're starting to have symptoms, I see nothing wrong with starting on low-dose hormone replacement therapy, especially if there are no contraindications to that.
So some of these symptoms that we're discussing, hot flashes and night sweats and even vaginal dryness, when you speak about hormone replacement, women hear that and they think the increased risk for breast cancer. What do you tell them about the risks of hormone replacement versus those symptoms that they're experiencing?
If patients are screened, meaning they have no family history of breast cancer. Now, we're not talking about aunts and cousins. We're talking about grandmother, mother, sisters. No history of breast cancer. They do not smoke. They've had normal pap smears and mammographies. These are patients that I look at very favorably to take hormone replacement therapy. If they've taken birth control pills and have had no complications on birth control pills, there's no reason why a woman who is having these symptoms cannot start on a low-dose hormone replacement therapy. So remember, we want a woman that's been pregnant and lactated. We want a woman that doesn't smoke. We want a woman that has had no history, family history of breast cancer, and her yearly pap smears and mammographies have been perfectly normal.
Is there a screening test, Dr. Marino, to tell us that we definitely are in menopause? Because women do have, we have bloating all the time, we get flashes, we get all of these things that could be related to menopause or could not be.
I don't believe in those hormone tests, and I'll tell you why. The definition of menopause is a year without a period. 1 year. That's the definition. If you're like 45 and you're skipping periods, well, the month that you get a period, your hormones will be perfectly normal, the blood level. If you skip a period, it's going to show that you're in a menopausal state. I don't think it's relevant. I think the most important thing to women is if you're having symptoms of menopause and they're affecting your everyday life, talk to your doctor and think about starting hormone replacement therapy.
So you also mentioned anxiety and antidepressants. And is it true that estrogen receptors in the brain and this can contribute to our happy hormones as it is? So when our estrogen levels drop, then maybe this is something that contributes to that feeling of anxiousness that we have. What do you tell women about that?
Absolutely. You hit that right on the nail on the head there. If your hormones are fluctuating, you can become very anxious. There may be days that you don't feel like getting out of bed. There can be days that you have so much energy you can't imagine. It fluctuates. And what happens is women today are being treated with anti-anxiety pills such as Xanax, or they're being treated with antidepressant pills. And what happens is they get into this cycle, oh, I need a Xanax. Oh, I need a Xanax. And really, all it is maybe hormone replacement therapy could stop that.
So if a woman does not experience those symptoms to the point where they affect her daily routine or her quality of life, then does she ride it out? What do you tell her about just kind of, you know, when this is going on?
Well, again, every patient is different. If a patient is not having any symptoms or she can handle the symptoms, she can ride it out. But once she hits menopause, once she's gone a whole year without a period, I firmly believe that estrogen is the drug of choice. Again, if the woman has no history of or contraindication in her family history or in her history to take the pill. I really believe that osteoporosis, memory loss, cardiovascular disease is helped with estrogen. All we hear about now today is women with dementia, women with a memory loss. In my day, when I started this back in the early 70s, we were giving out estrogens like they were M&Ms. We didn't worry about smoking or breast cancer. And these women now, when they don't take it, we hear about this woman's got Alzheimer's, this woman's got dementia. It does help definitely with memory loss.
So what about when women ask you about bioidentical hormones? Is that something that you tell them about, or what do you say?
I hate to say it. I think bio drugs like that are a ripoff to the woman, and they spend an ungodly amount of money on this because these are usually prepared by pharmacists, and really it's basically hummus or soy ground up, mixed together, and you got a cream either that you're rubbing on the thighs or that you're taking by mouth. If you want to do that, hummus and soy has the highest amount of estrogen out there in Mother Nature. You can just take it instead of going and getting these products prepared by some type of pharmacist that says, this is natural, this is better for you.
That's really great advice, Dr. Marino. So where does diet and exercise fit into kind of helping along with some of these symptoms as well?
Remember, if you put on a lot of weight, fat tissue converts estrogen to testosterone. That is the male hormone. And the problem here is that's when you see women get their hair, mustaches, hair under their chin, hair around their breasts. It's because of weight. So it's very important that you watch your weight because you're going to retain water as you go through this stage of menopause. And you, when you add more weight on, your whatever hormone is in your system, estrogen is being produced in your system, is being converted to testosterone in fat tissue. So it's always important to watch what you eat and to watch your weight.
So a last question, Dr. Marino, about estrogen. Do you like women to use the combination, or do they use a straight estrogen? What do you tell them about when they ask you about that combo?
That's a very, very good question. If a woman does not have a uterus, she does not need the progesterone. Now, some doctors give the progesterone every couple of months because they say that the progesterone protects against breast cancer. If a woman has a uterus and she has stopped having periods, we give a combination of hormones, just like you would a combination birth control pill. We give estrogen and progesterone. You take it every day, you may get a period, but that protects you from uterine cancer, and that's the number one organ that you have to worry about causing cancer by estrogen. But if you take progestational agents with it, that will prevent it.
Wow, that is some great advice. And in just the last few minutes, your best advice for people, women who are starting perimenopause and their partners who love them, how to deal with all of these symptoms and why they should come to Florida Hospital for their care.
I firmly believe that women should be talked to, and this is a very important time. Down at Florida Hospital, we push for this hormone replacement therapy, but only in women that really are allowed to take it. And a good history and a good physical will always outdo anything else. If they have a good history and a good physical, hormone replacement therapy is the way to go.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marino, for being with us today. You're listening to Health Chats by Florida Hospital. And for more information, you can go to hcpphysicians.org. That's hcpphysicians.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.